Okay, good morning.
Okay,
good morning, everyone. My name is Dr. Larry Lutsky. I'm a research analyst at North Shore LIJ Health Systems in New York. We have 16 hospitals. We're a network in the New York City area. We have over 400 facility practices. We're located in Long Island, Manhattan, Queens, and Staten Island. And this presentation is about combining multiple data sets by using an interactive web-based dashboard to display key indicators for a large health system. We do have a large health system, and it's important to standardize these measures and have a web-based tool that's easy that we can all look at the same indicators at the same time and do comparisons. I have no relationships to disclose. Our objectives for this dashboard were driven by senior leadership who came to us at the Krasdorf Quality Management Institute, which is the division I work for, who wanted to transform the system by taking these disparate databases and putting them in a web-based tool that could be used across the system. So what we do is we get risk-adjusted indicators, which we get from Premier. We get things like raw mortality, readmission rates. We use standardized definitions. We define numerators and denominators, inclusion, exclusions. And we implemented a process for updating this data on a monthly basis and allow for real-time feedback to provide clinicians and administrators a means to acknowledge change or improvement in any of the displayed indicators that could be reported to senior leadership. So these are some of the data that we get in this web-based application. Premier Quality Advisor, we use its 3M risk adjustment process, HQA database. Hospital billing data, which we use for raw mortality and readmissions. Finance data for things like excess days. Human resources for things like physician engagement. Influenza vaccination rates that comes from human resources. Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality, AHRQ, we do a safety survey every year, and we look at likelihood to recommend. That's Press Ganey. Alaris Smart Pump is a software we use to make sure that we do infusions correctly, and it monitors and then overrides. And we look at how often they override as an index of quality. NHSN we use for infection data. And Krasnov, we have our own databases that we create through Oracle. When a department or a hospital comes to us and wants to monitor an indicator, we create it for them. So these are all the data sources. You see they come from many, many different areas. And the task is how to bring this together in one standardized way. So we created this web-based tool, and this is the landing page for it. As you see, circled in red, we have the goal. These are what the leadership considers the key indicators. So the readmission is obviously a key one, infections, antibiotic within 180 minutes of sepsis. We give the year-to-date performance, so every month this gets incremented, so we see how they did for the year-to-date. The threshold is basically seeing what they did last year. That's the minimum they should do. The goal is what we like them to do for this year, so you see it's all like a little bit better than the threshold. And then we have the stretch goal, which is like a little bit beyond what we hope for, but it's something that we think they can reach with effort, at least. So right away, you have like sort of a look at all the key indicators for year-to-date and seeing the direction we're going. I think again, it's a selective direction. The arrow is up or down because some of the indicators are better when they go up and some are better when they go down. So you can see at a glance, well, it's going down. Is that a good thing? Well, for readmission rate, it is a good thing. But for minutes within sepsis, to go up is a bad thing. So we could tell at a glance whether we're doing better. And this color coding is very good, too, because it tells us in an instant whether we're meeting those goals. If it's red, we haven't yet met those goals. If it's green, we have met them. So you see some we've done very well, but things like readmission rate, we have a ways to go to meet the goals. So this is a run chart for risk-adjusted mortality. And we have something called the magnify scale. What this does is it magnifies the y-axis. So we can see like small differences in means when we're looking at one facility at a time. There is where we click to magnify. But in addition to magnify, We also have compare mode. And what compare mode does is it keeps the axis the same. So now we see the red line at the top that goes across the facilities. We can click any of those facilities and we'll get the graph for that facility. And since they have the same y-axis, you can immediately see which facility is doing better than the other. So magnifying mode is when you're looking within a facility for small differences, but when you want to compare facilities, then we use the compare mode. And we see across the top, we also have these radio buttons for dashboard, tutorial, and download. And those are so that we can switch between different views of the data where we want to look at numerator and denominator, not the graph. We can look at individual facilities or look at the system overall. So, and we also can look at, you see there's overview and there's detail in the left-hand corner. So right now, we're looking at the details. So we can always switch back and forth between all those things. This is an example of a run chart. And we're looking right now at raw mortality rate. This is actually a control chart because we do have a difference between a run chart and a control chart is we do have the standard deviation in a control chart. So we have the inner lines, which are the two standard deviations above and below the mean, and then the second line is three standard deviations above and below the mean. And the red is where in a control chart we want to compare, we want to look at special cause variation as opposed to common cause variation. By special cause variation, we mean something that happened that's not what you'd expect by random fluctuation alone. And we highlight that in red. And so that those lines below the mean line, which is that line that goes across, are highlighted because according to the rules that we developed, this is not something we'd expect by chance. It doesn't mean it's a bad thing because in this case it's mortality, so it's good that it's lower. But we want to know maybe why of that particular stretch of mortality was better than what we expected by chance alone. And here are the arrows showing the special cause variation. So each of those red dots, something special happened. It's not common cause, meaning it's not random fluctuation. So when with three standard deviations above, like the first red dot, there's something going on there. And the reason the one in red, those points below, is because we have 8 points below the mean, which is sufficiently unusual that we highlight that in red. Now we'll look at something called the pivot view. Pivot view is very interesting because it allows us to break up the chart so we can see what happened before and after a certain event. Let's say we had an intervention and we wanted to know how it did before the intervention as opposed to after the intervention. So we then click, actually, on where the intervention occurred. And everything gets recalculated. You can see we show the line before the intervention. We show the line after the intervention. And we have a box on the right that shows the average before the intervention and the average afterwards. So in this case, we could see it's 1.04 before the intervention, 1.06 afterwards, and the overall is 1.05. So the intervention evidently didn't work because actually readmission is a little higher afterwards. So let's go back. That box below also shows you the numerator and denominator before and after. So we see exactly what the numerator and denominator was before, what it was after, how many months, and what the index was. So we have the actual numbers, not just the index. And that other box shows a line where red, when it's tilted towards the red, it means it's worse. When it's tilted towards the green, it means it's better. So you can see it's slightly tilted to the red, which is not what we hoped for, but this is what it shows. Now, numerator and denominator, there is a tab that will show you for each indicator what the numerator and denominator is. So instead of seeing it graphically, you might want to see what the actual numbers were. So in this case, the numerator, we're looking at risk-adjusted mortality. So the way that's done is the numerator is how many we actually had, how many mortalities we actually had. The denominator is how many we expected. So the amount we had is exactly the amount we expected, then the index will be 1, meaning we're totally at expected. So anything above 1 is bad. Anything below 1 is good. So this can tell us on a month-by-month basis for the facility and overall how we did it on a month-by-month basis. So if 1 month looks suspicious and you want to look at it, we'll know exactly how many mortalities and how many we expected. So facilities have access to this information as well. This is where we have feedback. So anyone who looks at this dashboard can give feedback on an indicator. If they see something and they want to explain what it is, maybe an observation, they can write a message. It's real-time feedback. We would get an email. We could keep track of this. So far, it really hasn't been used a lot. We need more education. But this has real potential because we don't know in Krasnov quality management, we don't know what's going on in 16 different facilities. But someone working at that facility could look at this and say, oh, you know, we had a problem that month. You know, we had a nursing shortage. Someone left and we didn't get a replacement right away. There was some breakdown or some unusual weather event occurred. This is the kind of thing that they can write. Yeah. This is the download tab. The download, we can download the reporting schedule, which goes every month. The time span for each indicator is a little bit different for every month. So reporting schedule will tell you for every month which time span each indicator is looking at. Data definitions, we have a detailed definition of each term, the inclusions, the exclusions, the ICD-9, the ICD-9 codes we use to select them. The system performance tells you at the system level how we did for each of these indicators. And the all sites performance shows all the different sites on one page for each indicator so we can compare different sites for the same indicator. So it makes easy comparisons. And this is something that the hospitals themselves can download and look at if they want the hard copy, not just look on the screen. These are example of system and run control charts. So on top we have the risk-adjusted mortality, and bottom we have the raw mortality. What we do is we start off with run charts until we have 18 points of data, and then our program automatically converts the run charts to control charts. So, as again, as I said, the red dots indicate special cause variation, and so it's very easy to see in a control chart where your system is in process and where it's out of process. This is the hospital comparison raw mortality. So here, we can compare each hospital to each other, and we have the system on the top left. The y-axis are the same for easy comparison. We can see the hospital K has a lot more fluctuation up and down because hospital K is a much smaller hospital, has fewer patients. So, you know, there's going to be more variation. And you can tell also by the high, wider control limits. When you have a lot of variation, you're going to have wide control limits. When you look at the system hospital, it's a very tight line because you're looking at a huge sample size. So, you know, right away you could see differences in the volume, at least, as well as performance. This is the risk-adjusted mortality, and these are run charts. Some hospitals, you can see the trends are different. Some hospitals sort of look like they're just sort of no consistent pattern. But when there is a pattern, then you often meet with the hospitals and there's an explanation for it, and we can work out a process for improving. So to sum up the steps implemented, the key players. Key players are executives and administrators. They enforce accountability for change. Physician and clinical leadership identify areas of weakness and implement improvement. KQMI, Krasnov Quality Management Institute, provides the analytics in a centralized place and allows the hospitals to share data. Currently have 59 quality performance indicators, and we go to the hospitals, we perform WebExes, and we go to the hospitals to teach them how to use this dashboard. And we also do further analytics. We look at things like age, gender, unit, diagnosis, procedures. And this could be very useful because, as I said, only the hospitals often know why things are occurring. We could perform the analytics, but they have to come up with the explanations to explain them. So we implemented a user-friendly web application. We have real-time feedback from users. The dashboard changes the way healthcare is administered by driving improvement. In order to deal with bundled payments and other changes, we need data-driven decision-making. With the full implementation of the electronic health records, we'll have even more data and become more data-driven. We hold each facility accountable for their performance, and the CMO calls the medical director at each site to discuss the results. This allows people to ask smarter questions and react more quickly. That's it.